Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. My name is CJ Boyens, and I have a very, very special episode for you guys today. Today is only going to be one topic, and we're going to talk about a combination of things, but essentially, we're just going to talk about social media, we're going to talk about outrage culture, and we're going to talk about the weird-ass cancel culture. As always, Future CJ, go ahead and roll the intro for me. So today, I was minding my own business, working, everything of that nature, just your normal 9-to-5 nigga, bro, doing 9-to-5 things. And then I stumble upon this stupid post on Instagram, and it's now going viral because it's so ridiculous. So, for those that don't know, Aretha Franklin has a song from very, very long ago. We're talking way, it's so old. I'm pretty sure the song is older than me. I'm 22, bro. I'm pretty sure the song is older than me. It was what, this song came out when my mother was a teenager. My mom's not old, but you get the point. It came out in 1968. It's called A Natural Woman. Now, I'm not going to pretend like this group of people did not exist back then, because that would just be genuinely dishonest and inaccurate historically. However, this song was literally just about a woman appreciating being a natural woman. So we need to talk, because I've been one of those people. I've been very respectful of pronouns and things like that, but at some point there needs to be a very, very serious discussion about the way that this group moves, how sensitive this group of people are, how these people are beyond reproach, they're beyond criticism, like me and you listening. That group of people I'm talking about, it's not necessarily the LGBT, but it's more or less the trans community. Let me explain. For them to say there's no such thing as a natural woman, I need you to shut the fuck up. Now. We never said, I'm one of those people, I have no problem honoring your pronouns. If that's what you want me to call you, that's what I can call you. That is not no big ego trip for me. But what I'm not gonna allow is for this whole state of, oh, there's no such thing as a natural woman. Then how the fuck did you get here, bro? Do you know what that like? And it's only this new generation of transgender people. I'm not going to say any very insensitive things like, oh, their pronouns are helicopter. I'm not going to be that type of guy, because that's not the message I want to send, right? But I do want to get an understanding of, with this social media shit, I'ma need y'all to touch some fucking grass, bro. Y'all got to touch some grass. And why I say that is because I've had people get mad at me for saying I would not date a transgender woman. And they were like, oh, not even post-op? No, I don't want a transgender woman. I'm not attracted to transgender. I'm not demisexual. I'm not pansexual. I'm a straight male. I am a cisgendered male. I am a straight male. I want a natural woman. And then it's like, when you say shit like this, they get just taken aback. They're just so thrown for a loop. Like, oh, you're just so transphobic. Like, no, bro, I don't want a transgender woman. I'm not interested. I don't think they're abominations or anything anybody else says about them that's just extremely out of pocket. I don't think they should be murdered or anything like that. I don't think you should see a transgender male or woman and beat their ass walking the street. Like, I think that shit is wrong. 100%. But you're not going to guilt trip me into talking to a guy. I'm going to just call it what it is. You're not going to guilt trip me into talking to a guy with a wig on. You're not. You're just not going to do that shit. I hate to tell you. I understand the transgender community. I'm going to be frank and honest. I'm going to be very frank and honest. The transgender community is not full of love and love. It's full of one night stands and prostitution. They don't get married with people. People don't want to be with them. Their main purpose right now in the world is simply sex work. People, that's going to be controversial, but I'm honest with you, whereas people won't say it. Most transgenders only get attention from having sex with men. That's literally the bulk of their attention. They're searching for their love, but the truth is, a lot of straight men just can't see themselves with you, bro, if they're truly straight. But then again, if they're truly straight, they're not having sex with you anyway. But I say this to say, that's majority of their thing. I'm sorry that that's the case. I hate that for y'all. But understand, bro, why not just be a gay male or a gay woman? Because you can say, I was born in a man's body, and I can respect that. But I can also be transparent with you and be like, I'm not going to date you. Even if you are a woman trapped in a man's body, I'm not going to date you. And I don't care about that. Mind you, this is going to probably be the only podcast where people are open and honest about this community. People are not going to say this because they're scared of being canceled. They're not going to. They're scared of the consequences and repercussions of simply saying, I'm not attracted to transgender women. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't want a man in a wig. That's what they are. Post or pre-op, it does not fucking matter. Hate to tell you, not into it. Can't relate. Shout out to you if you are. Ain't no judgment for me. But listen, it's not for me, gang. Under no circumstances. Now, with this song, bro, these people, a lot of these people, Aretha Franklin does not hate transgender people, bro. Let's just clear that up. Auntie Aretha does not fucking hate y'all. If you're a transgender, you know, person, if you're a transgender man or woman, understand I have nothing against you if you're not problematic, but I am starting to have a problem with this community and how they get offended over every fucking thing. It's becoming bullshit, bro. It's literally, like, it's becoming so stupid that it's like they're able to get away with anything. I seen some pictures where they talking about having kids at drag shows. We not talking about clean drag shows. We talking about with post-op titties, post-op vaginas. And they're, why can't kids see this? Because you're naked? It's not about you being transgender. It's because you're naked. Straight or transgender or gay, kids shouldn't see that shit. I've had an issue with this for a while because the transgender community, oh, it wasn't a problem when a man and a woman were quit kissing, more, more, more. No, it was a problem. For our gen, it was. I can't speak for the older gen. I don't give a fuck about them. They mess with gay men on the low too. I don't care. But what I'm stating here is there's no way that you allow shit like that to go on. I'm not allowing my little, if I had a little boy, he's not going to a fucking Hooters. The fuck? Like, no, that's for me and the guys. That's for me and the gang. I'm not taking my little boy to the strip club, bro. At no age. It's for me and the boys. Because I know that's the common argument with that community. Oh, it's only a problem when it's gay. No. I want my children to be children. And I'm sure other people can agree. Why would Imagine taking a daycare of toddlers from 5th to 10th grade to a Hooters. Have you lost your, like, we're supposed to be parents, bro. Just real shit. We're supposed to be parents. I'm off it, though. I'm off it with the transgender. Let's move on to this Andrew Tate bullshit, bro. Niggas talking about some, oh, this, that, and the third, he'll get out soon. That bitch nigga's not getting out, bro. That bitch is not getting out. I hate to tell y'all, bro. He's not. So when people come up to me, and then there's this whole social media thing of watch what you wear. Listen. And let me stress this. Catholic nuns get sexually assaulted. Fully dressed women get sexually assaulted. So don't fucking tell me, oh, if you weren't wearing what you were wearing, that wouldn't happen. I will punch you in your shit. With all due disrespect, that is the most pussy thing you could do. That is the most unmanly, beta ass, cuck ass thing you could say. I made an episode on the Red Pill Society about 2 weeks ago, but now I've literally had it up to here with these niggas, bro. Literally, I've had it up to here, bro. They're so fucking annoying. Talking about, you're blue pill. The Red Pill Society, the Red Pill community, the Sneakos, the Andrew Tates, the Fresh and Fits of the world. They're a bunch of fucking betas piggybacking ideas that couldn't even protect. So here's my thing. When men refer to themselves as alphas and shit, how the fuck you an alpha and you can't defend beta women? How are you a dominant man and you can't defend your submissive girlfriend or wife? How the fuck are you dominant? You say all this and that, but if I walk up and smack your girl ass, what the fuck you gonna do? You not gonna swing on me. You gonna, well, you should have had your ass covered up because you're a bitch. Because you're a bitch. That's what the Red Pill Society is all about. Blaming women for not being traditional while you are the opposite of a traditional man. I'm not a super traditional man myself. I don't work in a factory. I don't drive trucks. Hell, I don't chop wood. But I'm traditional in the sense of you're not going to disrespect my old lady when I'm here. You're not going to disrespect my mama. You're going to disrespect my grandmother. You're not going to disrespect women in my presence unprovoked. I don't blame women for being women in man-to-woman situations. I don't pick at them. Why? Why don't I blame women? For obvious reasons, a woman just going out in public is not against the law. Rape is. Sexual assault is. Groping a woman in public without her consent is. Tired of these beta ass men influencing a lot of our youth who are malleable and young and understand, well, they don't completely understand the detriment of what these older niggas are teaching. We got a bunch of dudes walking around calling a bald Caucasian top G and talking about some high value men. Like, when you're a high value man in other ways other than fucking money, you don't have to walk around proclaiming that shit. That's just who you are. When you're an alpha male, you don't have to constantly say misogynistic shit to prove your point. You don't. Alpha males protect beta women and alpha women because that's what a true alpha does. The niggas that get it, get it. The fucking incels that don't will never get it. They will always pay for sex. They won't ever be happy. I'm not saying be a simp or an ass kisser. I'm not saying be on some, maybe she was right. You need this baby. And like, don't be no wimp. But don't be no nigga that hates women, bro. That's odd. That's weird. And if I'm talking to anybody younger, you know, most of my crowd is the 21, 22 year olds. But if I'm talking to anybody younger, I want to talk to you from a mentor perspective. In this lifetime, there will be women. I'm speaking directly to the young men. In this lifetime, there will be women that do break your heart. There will also be women that go hard for you and do anything for you. There will also be women that are they only want to be platonic friends with you. All of this is okay. You're gonna have setbacks. You're gonna stumble. You're gonna make bad decisions on women. You're human, bro. But don't become the Sneakos of the world. Don't become the Andrew Tates. Because truly, one woman, whether it be their mother or a girl that they dated in middle school or high school, broke their heart and they became these hate-filled incels, bro. Don't let that become you. It's okay. It's okay to feel emotions as a man. It's okay to like women, bro. Not just for sexual purposes. It's okay. Some of these women are very interesting people. They're unique. They're extravagant. It's okay to simply be friends with women. You don't have to have a motive when you talk to them. And that's what these men want you to believe, bro. This part of, unfortunately, it's men like this that are infecting our youth. And I don't want that to be a thing, bro. I don't want these kids who already come from broken homes and might not have the best relationship with their mother to hear men like Andrew Tate and Sneeko and people like that, because they already have a rough childhood. They already have some damage with the opposite sex, and that just teeters them over. These men grow up emotionless, cold, often suicidal. Our generation deserves better leaders, and I know I can't do this shit alone. From a male perspective, I wish I could mentor all the youth, but I just don't know if my voice is loud enough. I need people that listen to this podcast, if you're a guy, like, I need you to really focus in and tell these people, bro, tell these kids that these niggas are wrong, man. You have to tell them. Without them, we gonna have a bunch of Andrew Tates walking around here who hate women. And truth be told, That's not a world that we should live in. These people are poisoning the youth and trying to make women come off as second-class citizens, bro. That's all I have for you guys today. Be sure to follow me on my socials. I will be streaming tomorrow. Thank you guys for listening.